This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go live this morning to the White House. Karen Travers joining us as the president set to speak with Vladimir Putin today. Karen, obviously, this will center around Ukraine. What's expected to be talked about?
Yeah, the president said it's a very important call that they'll have today. He said, we've had calls, but we're getting down to a critical stage. This is the first time that he and Putin are known to have spoken since Ukraine agreed to the U.S. 30-day ceasefire plan. Russia has not yet accepted that. Vladimir Putin hasn't accepted that. So the president, the White House, are hoping that this phone call, the president's negotiating skills, can push Russia to accept. I had asked him last week if he felt it was necessary for him to have a direct conversation with Putin to get the Russians on board, and he indicated yes, he felt that that conversation was critical. The president put on social media yesterday that he would be speaking with Putin today about the war, that many elements have been agreed to, but much remains. And one of the things he mentioned yesterday was land concessions and dividing up assets, which, of course, is something concerning to Ukraine. When they hear that, they're not part of this conversation today, of course, but concerns that they're not just getting cut out of the conversation today, but also the country being divided up because Putin is now just negotiating directly with Donald Trump in this conversation today.
Karen, is it expected that this is a kind of a take it or leave it offer, or is Putin expected to try to negotiate here?
It's not clear. I mean, the president certainly hasn't indicated that. He has said that there, you know, is time is of the essence right now. He keeps talking about how every day more people are dying on the battlefield, and that is of the critical nature to get this ceasefire reached as soon as possible. He also, you know, considers himself the ultimate deal maker. The art of the deal, of course, is something he's known for in his mind and what his supporters talk about and his staff now talks about. But he has also said as a candidate that he could have negotiated an end to this war in 24 hours, gotten it done on day one. It is not day one anymore. And he very much wants to be able to say at the end of this call today that there was some agreement reached with Vladimir Putin.
Is this also going to be very telling? I mean, obviously, under the Trump administration, it appears the U.S. is willing to at least open the lines of communication, work with, you know, maybe not necessarily friendly or best friends or anything like that, but work with Russia. Will today be telling if that is reciprocal?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be telling to see what concessions, if anything, Vladimir Putin makes in this. And this is a point that the Ukrainians are making, that they agreed to the ceasefire without any conditions. And they want to see what Vladimir Putin is now going to start setting in terms of demands. The Ukrainian side said yesterday there could have been a ceasefire for a week. And the only reason it hasn't happened is because the Russians have not yet agreed to this. So, you know, they're obviously paying very close attention to this right now. But I think that this is going to be a critical conversation in terms of what President Trump negotiates or doesn't end up negotiating with Vladimir Putin, or if he does draw a hard line with him.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House this morning.